On this new album, the first tune is Blue Blocks, continuing this visual art connection. This was commissioned by the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Right. There was an exhibition called The Architecture of the Quilt, which was about the G's Bend, the quilters from Alabama. So I'd written this music.
These old ladies from the little town in Alabama who unwittingly have made art that is now in museums all around the country and the world.
Yeah, yeah. And they themselves weave old clothes and old items to make a quilt, you know, which began out of necessity just to be warm in the winter. So it's kind of...
And then these amazing, bold colors, geometric
figures. Right.
How do the incredible geometries, the images on these quilts, how did you make that work into the music?
We took, say a song that was Here Am I, Dear Lord. It's kind of this hymn that they sing. So we sing the song as is. Here am I, dear Lord, and me. Here am I, dear Lord, and me. You know, and it kind of goes through the song. But I then extracted all of the points in the song where it's Dear Lord. And then I loop the sample of them singing Dear Lord, Dear Lord, Dear Lord, Dear Lord, Dear Lord, Dear Lord, Dear Lord. It becomes like a kind of mantra that then starts to not sound like Dear Lord anymore. My wife is singing in this piece too. She starts singing Dear Lord, Dear Lord, Dear Lord at a different tempo than the Dear Lord that's sampled. I start singing Dear Lord, Dear Lord, and the band is still kind of like chugging this kind of drone note under all of this.
Huh.
So I kind of what I considered as a replication of a quilt was that things are moving, strips of fabric are moving at different tempos.
With a big group like they do it.
Yeah. So and that it moves and it has a current, you know. So even when you're looking at the quilt, and of course it's standing still, but there's kind of so much movement just in the angles of things.
Uh-huh.
That was how I wanted to try to replicate it musically.
Should we hear some of Blue Blocks?
Sure.